So we talked about the preservation of wealth. Now, I want somebody to answer this question. What is the purpose of our wealth? What is the ultimate purpose of our wealth? To glorify God. That's right. And how do we glorify God using our wealth? How do we glorify God using our wealth? You got another one?
This is kind of broad, but using it faithfully. Are you talking about examples of using it faithfully?
Yeah, give me some examples of how you can use your wealth faithfully.
Tithing,
that's right, tithing.
Using it to like maybe donate to Christian organizations or helping homeless people.
That's right, yeah, you can do that. You can give, you can grace give. What are some other ways that you can, what's some right here, right now, in the community ways that you can use your funds?
You can start a business that actually like, helps people.
Yeah,
start
you
can.
That's right. You could start a business or an organization that helps people. What about buying rent properties and renting them to people so that they don't have to deal with crazy landlords? I'm telling you, they got some crazy landlords out there. Okay, some people you just don't want to live at their house. But you could do that. You could provide places where people can live, right? That's a huge asset to have. Wealth, from the biblical perspective, has always been understood to have strings attached. Okay, there's no wealth that anybody receives without the responsibility of having that wealth. Okay, we've seen what irresponsible people can do with their wealth. Okay, and it's not good. And so there are always strings attached. God always has expectations of any wealth that is given. Christians in the past have understood this. Christians have built things like hospitals, orphanages, schools, right here where we're all sitting and standing. Christ Church Academy. This is a biblical use of wealth, right? We understand there's strings attached, and we used it to start a school. Modern day Christianity, however, has removed, has tried to cut the strings off, or maybe, paint them a certain color to where the light hits them and you don't really see them, right? Or just ignore them altogether. But the strings are still there, and Christians are suffering for it. Society is suffering for it. In the place of these Christian institutions, which used to be built, are non-Christian institutions, which do not propagate a biblical worldview, but instead propagate a worldview of death. Kingdom productivity has downturned. We are in a recession of kingdom productivity. Now, here's a question. Is America a wealthy place? Is America generally a wealthy place?
Yeah.
No? Yeah. Okay, that's good. We have some conflicting viewpoints here. It's kind of a trick question, okay? It's kind of a trick question. It's made to make you think about the concept. But just wealth itself can be a sign of two things, okay? It can be a sign that God has blessed a nation and that the nation is in prosperity, right? It can be a sign that a nation has followed God's laws and has become blessed. But it can also be a sign of apostasy. It can also be a period of testing where wealth is being given just so it can be squandered, okay? And this is the paradox of wealth. Wealth can be a sign of great blessing and prosperity from God and approval from God, but it can also be a sign of impending doom. Nowadays, our wealth is being used for things like transgender hormone replacement therapy, being used for pride parades. It's being used for public schooling. It's being used for decadence and living a lifestyle of consumption, okay? And this is the one side of it. And then you can have nations where their wealth is being used to propagate the kingdom of God, the building of schools, much like it was at one point in our American history, the building of schools, the building of hospitals, the building of churches, the building up of communities, providing for the future, providing an inheritance for children. It can go either way when you have a country, a nation, that has a lot of wealth, okay? And so that's the paradox behind wealth. Wealth can either mean that God is blessing a nation or that a nation has forgotten him altogether. And we see this a lot in the Old Testament.